Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani. I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I'm a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I'm also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I'm a clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani.
And this is spirit-guided intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you are making are the right ones for you and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember you're never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others.
We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, either live or via a podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family or get private one-on-one sessions to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find all of this info again on blogtalkradio.com/guided souls and at our individual websites at comfysoul.com and pastlifeguru.com. And now, it is time to let the magic begin.
Today we're talking about being lost and needing direction. And for a while here, we've been doing the same shows with the same name. And I've been creating that for a reason. And the reason why I created that is so people understand and let it melt into their brains. We all get lost sometime. And it's the truth of the matter is we're not really lost. We know where we're going. It's just whether or not we're going to step forward to one direction or the other. And in that decision-making process, it's, to be honest, it's whether or not to procrastinate on something else. If you're procrastinating, more than likely you are fearful. You're fearful of moving forward. Sometimes moving forward, like if you say want a job and you haven't had a job in a couple months, you might be used to getting that unemployment check. You might be used to waking up in the morning and watching TV. And damn it, that's over. Now you got to go back to work. Although you've been asking for a job, and now you're going to get paid a lot more money, the fact that you have to make a life change. We don't always like that. In fact, humans really don't like change. As much as an explorer says they love change, they don't. They become fearful. Think of the people who explored this continent. Think of the people who explored other continents. And there was nobody there that they know of. They didn't have a map. They just had to go forward. It freaks you out. It's sort of like, you know where everything is in your room. But at night, you turn off the lights. Although you know everything in your room, you know that the front door is locked. You know that your windows are closed. But you still have that quick freak out. Everybody goes through it. Let's not act like we don't. And the reason why we do that is because we're about to make a major change. Even going to bed is a major change for your body, who has been in light all day long, and now you're turning off the lights and your body can't see. There's that quick freak out. It goes the same for when you're changing your life or when you're starting something new. A lot of people freak out when they're in a new relationship. For the first couple weeks, it could be going awesome. The first couple days, it can be incredible. They can be very cool, a lot of meshing, a lot of talking to each other, a lot of getting along. And then all of a sudden, nothing's wrong, but all of a sudden, your brain starts playing games. Is this going to be like the last one? Are we going to have problems like the last one? And believe me, it could be some of the smallest traits. Oh, my last boyfriend had red shoes. My last girlfriend had on blue shoes. Oh no, you remind me of that person. Why do you like those red shoes? My girlfriend or boyfriend had those same red shoes. Freak out comes in. It's about change. Change can be good if you can get past that part of stop living in the past. One of the things that's been coming up for me and other people around me is living in the now. I know I have been shown the words of Eckhart Tolle and how he talks about how he came into his own, how he finally figured out that living in the now made things so much different. But if you start living in the past or start living in the wants of the future, life gets really difficult very quickly. If it's something about the past, remember, even though it's kind of tragic, if you're not living with PTSD, you can get past it. You can even get past it if you have PTSD. By living in the now, by knowing your body, by knowing your emotions, by knowing your feelings, and knowing that spirit is always with you. And if you listen and open your ears and find out what's really going on with you and begin to talk and tell people and talk to other people about what you're going through, 99% of the time they're going to be going through the same thing. And you guys can exchange conversations and you can exchange your opinions. But if that's not good enough, go get a coach. Go get a spiritual coach. If that's not good enough, go get a counselor, a psychiatrist, a psychotherapist. Somebody's going to help you through this. If they haven't been through it themselves, they would have been coaching or counseling or helping somebody who is going through what you're going through. And this, in turn, is going to change your life. This is going to change your life for the better, to where you don't feel lost anymore. And you feel happy knowing that something's coming. The jitters are still going to be there. As we know for sure, when we talk to people that get on stage, that's been doing it for 10 years, that freak out still comes just before they step on stage, but they do it. They know it's all right, it's just the jitters, I'll be fine once I get out there and do my thing. Some guitarists, some drummers, when they first get out there, they're freaking out. They've been doing it for years, but once they get lost in the music, once they get lost in the tone, the sound, the sounds of the audience, everything goes away. But remember, you're going to have that quick freak out. If you can get past that quick freak out, you won't be lost anymore. You'll have direction and you'll be on your way.
So something that you said made me think of, made me remember something I heard of. I think it was last night. And there was a drug out on one of those TV commercials, you know, like every third commercial is one of those drug ads. And this one was specifically for recurring MS. In other words, they were saying that you had overcome multiple sclerosis and then had a relapse. And I found this interesting because as far as I knew, or as far as, you know, last seen medical science news was that, you know, if you pretty much had MS, you pretty much had it. And all you could do was, like, stop it or slow it down, or, you know, once it went into, like, aggression, it's not like you kind of recovered from that. It's just that it stopped where it was, and that's where it stayed. So multiple sclerosis on the physical and medical
plane.
Form, on the medical plane, thank you. Plane was the word I was looking for. On the physical and medical plane, is about your muscles no longer doing what you want them to do because they're stiffening up. They become so rigid that you're unable to do what you want with them. They no longer take signals from the brain. They just kind of do their own thing, and they're kind of frozen. They're kind of stuck. So on the ethereal plane, the reason for multiple sclerosis are feelings of being stuck, not having choices, having people tell you what to do and feeling like you had to obey those types of things, just general life stuckness, whether it's your choice to not move on and go somewhere, or that you didn't realize that you had a choice to move on and go somewhere and do something and be something else. And I found it interesting that this drug now advertised on TV informed me that there are some people who have, through therapy or maybe their own natural remedies, have come to a point where they actually stopped their MS. Now, I've heard of people stopping it. I didn't necessarily hear about, relapse or that they had a drug for it. So then, you know how they go into the number of symptoms and side problems with the drugs, right? And I noticed it was kind of minimal. It wasn't like, oh, you have a headache? Careful, because the side effects might be your throat closes up, you're swollen, anal bleeding, stroke, whatever, on and on and on. And it wasn't that horrible. And what they were things like, you might get hives, you might have some swelling. And then I realized the only symptoms listed were the same symptoms that you would get from what is a natural alternative to MS, which is bee stings. And so I realized that the drug company had taken what natural remedies are being used right now, put it into a pharmaceutical form, probably added a few chemicals, and called it, prescription. So for those of you who are doing bee stings, keep it up. And second of all, work on your mental faculties. Work on your thought processes. And this is pretty much where all disease or dis-ease comes from. And you mentioned Eckhart Tolle, and I've been getting a lot of messages from Wayne Dyer. I didn't really follow him too closely before he passed. Just a little bit here and there. I went to go see a taping of his second PBS special and got to see him sing to his daughters and have that bonding time. And I could tell that there was a sort of closure that was coming to that. That even though he very clearly expressed to us that even though he had written this number of books and gone on these retreats and done these talks, that he basically was stumbling through life and only sharing what he had learned along the way. It wasn't like he was some giant guru who had this agenda and needed to share it and was born with all this wisdom. He was just a man who, coming through the ages, learned some things and wanted to share because he'd been graced with the ability to keep his eyes open and share and acknowledge the blessings that he had received. So he was sharing that with us. After he passed, I received so many messages from Wayne Dyer, and I keep getting them. I don't know how long it's been now since he passed, but I keep getting these messages. And it's funny because they go hand in hand with me reading different things and going and doing my own research or writing down my own channeling. And so the one that popped up today was a book I was reading from Michael Bernard Beckwith, and it was Life Visioning. And it's about manifestation and using a transformative process to activate your unique gifts and your highest potential. So basically becoming an active participant in what's happening in your life. And this totally applies if you're feeling lost and you're looking for a place to go. Because there are certain things that you can control and certain things you cannot. But within that knowing, there is still a level of control in those things that you cannot control. So this goes back to different methods of manifestation and using the law of attraction and how this occurs. So when Wayne Dyer wrote his books, he wrote them on the basis of having teachings from Lao Tzu and from channeling St. Francis. And he didn't realize it until a few synchronicities came up. So this is how I know as well that I'm receiving messages from Wayne Dyer as well as the teachings of Lao Tzu and St. Francis. And I've had plenty of synchronicities from all of them, and the closer being from Wayne Dyer. The quote that I read today was from the Tao, and it's something that Wayne Dyer quoted very often, and I want to share it with you. And it says, "The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name." So the point of it is, you cannot call something something if when it originated, it was called nothing. So if you want to call God God, you can call God God. But you can't say, this is what God is, and this is what we call it, and this is the end-all, be-all, and this is our definition, because you weren't there from the inception. And sure, you've been to that place, but you're here right now. And what you think about it depends on how much you remember of where you were and what you learned. So we might say, I've hit it. I've learned that space. I've learned everything there is to learn about spirituality. I've applied the law of attraction. I'm an awesome manifester. I do incredible things. I've had many blessings. I have great luck. I have great friends. And how did I get here? How did I get lost? What happened? How can I get back on track the fastest way possible to make these manifestations happen again? And the bottom line is, sometimes you just need to be exactly where you're at. And there's a few determining factors that say whether or not you're in this place, but some of the factors are, did you bring this upon yourself? In other words, did you choose a series of not so good thoughts that brought this predicament upon you? Basically you manifested it, right? And some of us can say, oh man, I manifested that accidentally. I didn't realize my thought process was so down or so negative. I don't know how I got here. Ah, the light bulb turned on. I see what I did wrong. Back on track. Going to change my speech and I'm on it. Sometimes you have to go through it. And there's a lesson there that needs to happen. And that's something that you can't necessarily control. But on one hand, you did, because you asked for these lessons to come along. They were contracted by you before you even came here. And you said, if I ever get off track, please bring me this lesson. Woo, my ears are ringing so loud on that one. So for those of you who are thinking, I don't deserve this right now, maybe you don't. But they're doing the best. When I say they, I mean your spirit guides, God, the angels, your higher self, everyone, including you, in the ethereal realm that is here to help you move along. So you may not have specifically manifested this, but you may have asked for something similar before you came here. And you said, whatever you need to do to get me on back track, to teach me, to remind me, to get me back to where I need to be, thank you for allowing that. And I'm going to use a really rough example. And there was a book that Michael Bernard Beckwith was reading. And this book had a story of a woman who was a nun who was also a clairvoyant. So the book is called The Wheel of Eternity by Helen Greaves. And she explained how some individuals come on this planet for the sole purpose of being of benefit to other human beings. So let's assume for a minute you're one of these people that's benefiting from these other human beings that came for the sole purpose of being there for you. But you didn't really know that. You couldn't see that maybe your importance was that, or that that person was willing to sacrifice for you. So Helen, a nun with clairvoyant abilities, was asked to help a grieving mother whose 10-year-old mentally retarded son had made his transition when he drowned in a swimming pool. Now, I tell you right now, not a single mother on the face of the planet is going to say and take responsibility for this child leaving this way. There's no way. And you shouldn't have to. There's no reason for you to add guilt or shame or horror to anything else that's already been so tragic. So when the nun was communicating with the boy's spirit, Helen understood that he was a highly advanced soul who had incarnated for the purpose of opening his mother's closed heart. When her heart had finally broken open and became filled with compassion, he ushered himself back to the unseen world through his seeming death. Say seeming because we don't really die. Some of us are very aware of who our people are in this lifetime now, and that we've had, you know, a soul family from other realms or from other places. I'll get back more on that later. I have a story for that too. But when her heart had finally broken open, when the mother understood that this being, this child, was a highly advanced soul who had incarnated solely for the purpose of opening his mother's closed heart, when her heart had finally broken open and became filled with compassion, he sent himself back to the other realm. What appeared to be the tragedies of mental retardation and drowning were in truth vehicles of blessing to his mother. This does not in any way, shape, or form downplay the fact that the human experience is going to grieve over the loss of the loved one. Absolutely. We actually signed up for that also by choosing to be human and coming back. But be very aware that these types of situations and people are there for this reason. There's also the collective consciousness where you step into that place where you know and understand the all is the all, that everything just is, and everything's tied together, and everything's for a reason. And some of you are so zen, or at least have some methods to get to zen, that you're able to stay in this place where even if something upsets you, even through death, even through anger, frustration, anxiety, and worry, you still have methods and you actually apply those in order for you to get back to that place where you can remember the all, the one, the everything, and how everything works and understand it, even though it's hurting you, it's killing you. So, the purpose for us in having this conversation today is to remember that although we get lost, and it happens often, that every single one of us, including medium Ishani and myself, it doesn't matter if you're psychic or some kind of reincarnation of the Buddha or what have you, you're still going to have these feelings. You're still going to have this place. It's the practice that comes in that brings you back to where you need to be. A regular daily practice.
What's come up for me today is the number 111. And with that, I have 111 new members on my Facebook page, 111 new likes today. And then I went to post the radio show, and it was 100,101, post or something like that. I can't think of the word at the moment. But 111 just kept coming up, and I knew that it goes along with what we're talking about today. Since we're in the 11th month, I want to read what 111 means. The number 111 is a powerful number of manifesting and manifestation and carries the combined attributes of energies, 1, and the karmic master number, 11. Number 111 symbolizes the principles of spiritual awakening and enlightenment, high energy, inspiration, intuition, self-expression, and sensitivity. So if you've been feeling that way, that's just the angel saying, hey, we're letting you know what that's all about. You're on the right track, and continue to focus on what you want and not what you don't want. It is time now for you to take your soul mission seriously. Your life purpose seriously. I've heard of many souls crossing over and thinking, man, as you said, that child knew his job was done. Mm-hmm. Some people cross. I'm not done. I'm going to jump back in another body and start all over again. Me, myself, I'm not so sure about that. I think I'm going to hang out on the other side for a while. And what I mean by that is, now is your time. Now is your time to things you want happen right now. Why would you wait? What are you getting out of waiting?
More anxiety, more fear.
More stress, more drama. Believe me, I know. I've been there with the best of them. I'm learning each day I'm on this planet. I'm learning from my past lives. I'm learning from the people that I read. I'm learning from the people that I coach. That really you're lost because you so desire to be. Because if you didn't, you would have direction. If you're in a desert, let's say you're in a desert, you're in a hot-ass desert, and your bottle of water just spilled all over the sand. Are you lost then?
I'd kill myself. I say that, but I'd probably fight like hell.
But are you lost at that moment? No. You have clear-cut direction. I'm going to find water. I'm going to walk in one direction where I think the water might be, and if it's not, I'm dead. But I know for a fact that I'm going to look for water because standing here is not going to get me that water. So take that and put that in your life perspective right now. What's your water? If it's a relationship, hey, go find it. If it's money, study it. If it's a home, start looking. If it's a job, start looking. You want a different type of job? Study it. Find out what other people are doing so you can do it. Because in the desert, you might not have had a map. But in this reality, on this human earth plane, there's tons of humans who have went before you. And you can study their mistakes. And if they haven't went before you and you're a pioneer at doing it, you're going to make mistakes. Write it down. Try something different. I think there's nothing more inspiring than knowing that Thomas Edison only had what? If I remember correctly, less than a ninth grade education. And you think about what he learned in his ninth grade year. And think about what we learned in our ninth grade year. Because way back then, they didn't have all the information that ninth graders have right now. So what education did he really have that now he can go out and create electricity? Or if he wasn't the creator, he was definitely the person who improved on it. All these inventions, all these things that he did with only a ninth grade education.
It was even more than that.
It's worse than that.
Yeah, so I just looked. And he
2 months.
He was educated at home by his mom. He actually only went to formal school for 2 months. That's it.
2 months.
2 months in homeschooling.
Of education. Probably have all the, compared to that, all the education in the world.
And when he went to school for those 2 months, his teacher called him stupid and impossible to teach because he asked too many questions and didn't like math. So his mom took him back home and homeschooled him again.
And that's just an inquiring mind.
That's it.
And a lot of students feel the same way. Like, what the hell are you teaching me this? This is a dumb way to learn. And I learn this way. But you're not teaching me how to learn your way, so your way is stupid. And I'm stupid because I can't learn your way. No, you're stupid because you don't know how to teach me. But anyway, let's get back to what we're talking about. So think of the things that he created. Think of all the incredible things that he created with just that little amount of schooling.
And a huge number of mistakes.
Every invention that didn't work, he was a quick failure. Jumped back on and did something else. And did something else, and did something else. And finally, he had something work, and then something else worked, and then something else worked. And then he got to a point where now I can hire people to go through all that crap for me, and I don't have to do it myself. And now he had direction. But you're going to supposed fail. You're going to what you think is going to happen fail. But it's not going to. It's teaching you another way of not to do something and move forward and go that way and begin to lead yourself in the direction that you really want.
And usually those not to do somethings are something that you could just do but slightly different so that it's even better than the way you were going to do originally.
Definitely. So with that said, let's go to a caller with the last numbers 671. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. My name is Danika, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Danika. What's your question for us today?
It's Danika.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
I was going to correct him, but I'm glad you did.
But I'm still going. Look at me. I got direction
you gotta,
now.
No, you didn't get it right until you said it. Go try it again.
Danika.
There you go.
Bam. Uh-huh. What? Say something else. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's still wrong, but it's okay.
Oh, man.
But,
my light's not on yet, but we're getting there.
I'm really loving your message tonight. I actually feel like you're talking to me, you know.
All right.
Yeah, because I stopped putting in practice a while ago, so I know that lately I have to get into that because I've just kind of, you know, been all over the place the past couple of months, and, you know, things have kind of fallen off, and I know it's because I stopped doing what I did before, you know, in regards to, you know, keeping myself spiritually grounded and staying on my path.
Wow.
I'm glad I caught
you.
So
after you heard...
Go ahead. Okay. Finish what you're saying.
Yeah, saying it right now.
No, I was going to say listening. I was glad I'm glad I caught your show tonight, you know, and I had to hear those words.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you on vacation right now?
No, I'm at home.
Okay. So what is going to be your action step after you get off the phone? What are you going to do to get back to where you needed to be?
Oh, well, I've already started taking those steps. I'm getting back into my meditation. I used to meditate in the morning and at night. I'm getting back into doing that. You know, also doing more of my spiritual work, my spiritual practice. I fell off from that, too, just being more. I think what happened is when I stopped doing that, that's when, I don't know, I guess maybe it was depression maybe, started to move in, and I started feeling more insecure about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just all seemed to coincide with me stopping my practices. Like, I was so at peace, and now I don't feel so much at peace anymore.
Wow.
You know,
I completely...
Like mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I was going to say, it's like I've lost my footing or I lost my ground. I'm not grounded. I'm not grounded anymore. So I've definitely been working on that the past couple of days because I've had a lot of... Well, I've had something traumatic happen that I'm having issues with. Well, I'm having issues with it, so. And
you
it's
have
all
them
my fault.
In the past. You had them in the past, and you're on the verge of an incredible breakthrough.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So this is something that Spirit wanted to bring up to you. In case you haven't heard it before, I'm sure you have. Get back into your practice of saying cancel, clear, delete to anything that was a negative thought or a negative thing that came out of your mouth, something that was self-defeating. They just want you to pay attention to that. I was playing with my cards, and this Ascended Masters card just, like, flew out of my hand, started doing twirls. It was, like, taking off like a butterfly. You're so connected, and they're so there for you every moment you call on them. But remember to keep calling on them, because they can't interfere without your free will. They did talk about your emotional sensitivity, that's your gift, and that's also something you need to protect. So that practice is super important to keeping that grounding. And did you happen to begin doing things that you really let go of previously or were habits that you let go of before that you started picking up again?
Yeah.
Okay. So they bring that up. They want you to let go of that and, you know, just know where it came from, and it's okay that you went there, but that's just a good recognition of how you got there, and that's mm-hmm. your red flag for you to do something about. They're also talking about how all of this has everything to do with your sacral chakra and a twin flame. So talk to me.
Did you say a twin flame?
That's what I said.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I feel like I've met him.
All right. Is that what got you all topsy-turvy? Because they do that.
Well, that's what got me listening to your show tonight, to be honest with you. So that is, yeah, that's funny. I'm just wondering if, you know, I feel like this guy really is, like, I don't know, our souls are tied or something. Because the energy is just really great between us. And I was just wondering if you guys could pick up on that. Well, we've been having issues, like, it's a couple of issues there, and I just don't know where to go with it. It's like I can't read him. You know, I'm usually uh-huh. good at reading guys I'm with. I can't uh-huh. read him, and that's uh-huh. another thing that's kind of throwing me off.
Okay.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop, too.
So that's definitely giving you the growth that you needed being in that situation, because if we can't read somebody, then we got to go explore. If we don't already mm-hmm. have a map, we have to try something different, and it's gonna be interesting. So if you're ready for it, go ahead. The water's warm. Jump in.
That's right, and this is why it's so important to stay in that practice, because you're gonna have to do a level of grounding in order for this person to be open and vulnerable and fathom what they're gonna throw at you. While a lot of it's mm-hmm. gonna mirror you, a lot of it is also gonna piss you off. It's going to be the opposite of what
there.
You think they should. Yeah, see? But in that, there's a lesson for you, too. That's the trick, where it's very easy to say, oh, I've got this all grounded. You came to me all screwed up. I don't know what your problem is. I was cool before I met you. Now, when this person's there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to step away because you're kind of crazy and I don't need this and I was grounded before you, you're not going to make that choice. You're going to choose to continue to be you. You're going to choose to continue to be in this situation and in their energy. And you're going to want to protect your energy, which is why you'll step away or you guys will fight or you'll have these things you fling back at each other. And at the same time, you're going to want to go back and you're going to want to help them and you're going to want to fix it and you're going to want to do it for you as well, because you also will not allow something like that just to flutter away with no closure and no understanding. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for your own sake, do you, and allow that to come and go and ebb and flow, but you keep your practice and you teach it by doing it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so work on that sacral chakra. Get it all primed and ready to go.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is this guy, is he my twin flame? I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm not grounded. I can't read him. I can still read people really well. But
There are lots of things that spirit won't give you when you're in this situation. They do it on purpose. They do it because they want you to learn and because they want you to explore on your own. If they gave you the answer to everything, the mystery of life just wouldn't be as fun. They're sneaky like
it's
that.
Still fun. It's still fun.
Even the crap that you fling or that you're grabbing as it's flying past your head is still some level of somewhat healthy drama and excitement. At least it's for a good purpose. It's for that final destination of love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So go with the flow, work on your sacral chakra, and go back to your practice, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah, buddy. It's fun, isn't it?
Talk
it's
to
fun
me about
being
that.
Lost sometimes.
Tell me why that's fun for you.
It's definitely been fun sometimes. I know sometimes when I'm driving, and although I get frustrated if I'm missing something, if I'm not on time, if I miss something and I'm that late, and I'll just be like, all right, I'll get past my pissed off phase, and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to explore this area. And I remember doing that when I was a teenager, and I had my car, and back then we just had, we had those little brochure fold-out maps that that were upside down. You didn't know if they were, if it went from left to right, up, down, whatever. Didn't know how many miles. We had that. So if I got lost, I got used to it. And then I found myself needing to go back to that area because a new friend that I had met in a faraway area lived in that area. Spirit always found a way to put me back there. So the reason why I got lost in that area is to explore it, that I would come back later and know where I was. It happened all the time. And it still happens sometimes. Sometimes you're driving and your GPS just takes a crap. Your phone starts cycling and going, you know, wacko, and you don't know where the hell you are. But you drive around for a little bit. Next thing you know, 2 weeks later, you got to go back to that area for something else. And because you kind of got lost in that area, now you know where you are. That's just what spirit does. It happens all the time. So you're not lost. You're right where you need to be to have your spiritual awakening, to have your breakthrough, to have your financial abundance. It's in your hand. It's all in your hand. You just have to feel it. You have to close your hands and feel it. And if you begin to feel it, more is going to flow in. You've got to know the feeling. And if you never had it, you won't know the feeling. Yeah. Run with that one for a moment.
Can you feel it, baby? I can.
That's weird. Let's go to the next caller with the last number, 457. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello, Melvin. What's your question for us?
Yes. Just to see what's coming up for me, you know, and some changes. Been through a lot of things, you know, the death of my son and then having financial issues and problems on my job. So whatever you all can tell me, anything good's coming my way anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Things are always good. It's just whether or not you recognize them. As Crystal was telling the story of a lady who lost her son, the lady finally found, what did she find, Crystal? What did she find? Compassion.
Compassion, that her heart was open.
So when we go through these things, we don't realize what's happening at the moment. So it may take some time for us to stand back and look at, oh, that's why that happened. I understand.
Right.
And remember that we go on, that all we're doing, it's a new birthing process. And sometimes we get upset because people go before us. And we're going to miss them. But it's just a birthing process. They just grew into something different. So with that said, the angels are asking you to be willing to forgive. And I don't know who you're blaming. I don't know what's going on there. But the angels are definitely asking you to forgive. They're also asking you, when you're in this mode and you're hurting, or when you're going through your own process, now you have a testimony. Now you have a story. Now you can tell somebody else, you know what, I went through that. I'm there with you because I was there once. This is how I got through it. And I'm going to show you how I got through it so I can help you. So now your incredible testimony of that, what you just went through, is phenomenal. Because I myself, as many things as I've been through, I couldn't see myself doing it. So if I went through something like that, I would definitely need your help to get me through it. The other thing is, the spirits and the angels know that you're intuitive yourself. So you have your own direction. And when you listen to God in your ears, when you listen to your angels and your direction, and when you begin to listen to them, because they're talking to you every single day, and they're showing you signs every single day, and you pick up on them, don't let it go. Don't just, I don't know what that was, but I'm going to just let that go. No, don't let it go. Write it down. Grab a hold on to it, and then move on.
So I'm going to back up what he said because I'm getting the same thing, and it's really, really strong. It's a very, very strong message for you. it's not a mistake that you found the show, that you came into this today. I don't know how much of it you listened to today, but wherever you came in was probably the right place for you to be. They bring up, for me, again, forgiveness. But this is at the end of everything else that they're bringing up for you. This is about being gentle and powerful in your tenderness, being joyful and enjoying this moment and everything that you've been given, and being in gratitude for that. That even though we go through crap, that at the same time that we're in the middle of crap, there's so much blessing in the lesson, and there's so many other good things that are working for us. But we have a tendency to let, you know, when something comes in that's not so great, we have a tendency to make that our whole world and forget everything else around us. So they want to remind you of that. I don't know how religious you are, how long it's been since you went to church. Has it been a little while, or are you fairly religious, or how do you handle that?
So, yes, ma'am, I'm very religious, but I just haven't been to church lately.
Okay, so this is why they bring it up. The very first thing that came up was Jesus. And so whether or not you called on him or recognize that he's with you, he's standing by your side and he's helping guiding you through this situation. They also bring up the Father. And for me, this is a dual note. This is a mirroring of the situation you're going through, speaking about your relationship with your actual Father. And this is also Father God. So you're totally love protected. They see everything that's going on. They know exactly what's happening. And they just want to remind you to have mercy on yourself and mercy on other people and stay in that forgiveness. Just kind, thoughtful thoughts towards yourself and other people. So how does this resonate with you?
Very well. Very well it does. I beat myself up a lot. And everything you all said is definitely, you know, the things that I'm going through and trying to fight through. And people do come to me for help, asking me, you know, to help them, just talk to them. You know, I'm a pretty good motivated speaker, they say. And I speak, you know, sometimes my energy gets so low, I get depressed and not focused. And, you know, I feel down. But sometimes when I'm praying on my knees and I'm talking to God and Jesus and my angels, it's unstoppable.
Right.
The sky is the limit for me. Yeah. And I feel it. Even right now, speaking with you all, I mean, I feel much better just by that. And I do think that it has a lot of depression that's been trying to overtake me, but it won't. Through not just, you know, the biggest thing with my son passing away and, you know, issues that I have on my job and want to move forward in my life to finish my college degree. And I'm a football coach here in Georgia, and I want to be able to do what I love, working with young kids and helping them and teaching them about the Lord and showing them the way. And it takes a little help to get to that level. And that's what I'm trying to get, is some help and some guidance to be able to conquer those goals and to be able to help other people.
Yeah, I want to thank you, and I want to congratulate you for helping being a football coach. Believe it or not, you have a lot of pull. And they look up to you. You might not even know that, but when you're on that field and you're talking, they're looking up to you.
Right.
They're always observing what you're doing, how you act, and the way you carry yourself. And I just want to congratulate you and thank you so much just for doing that.
Mm-hmm. You'll be long gone in the other realm enjoying your family, and those kids will still be talking about you, and you're going to know it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and see, I want to get back into coaching as well. I haven't been back since 2006, and I put in several applications, spoke with the head coach here in Georgia, and he told me, coach, we need you, But the last 2 years, no. But they only won one game this season. And I don't know if I don't know if he's going to be there. And I hope that I will be there to help him.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Also consider that sometimes spirit does things, you know, because you know that you do great work with this and you know that you're beneficial. sometimes they don't allow it in that same manner because you're meant for something else or you're meant for something
greater.
More, that you can have even more time to speak with them or even more impact than just the few moments you have, you know, in between, on and off the field and, you know, in some practice. Meditate on that. Really sit down and have a heart-to-heart with Jesus and say, these are my skills, my abilities. This is what I really want to do. Are there other methods? And see what ideas come up and see what other signs that Spirit's giving you. You know, maybe you run across a billboard that says something that you need to hear. Maybe you hear a song that shows up that you really need to be really in tune with and go, oh, that's what you're trying to say. So sometimes when there's that delay, there's more going on than meets the eye. There's a lot more happening behind the scenes, and they're opening up something greater for you than you already have going on or than what you've already done in the past. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. It's just, I don't know what it is. And being patient, you know, and going to the game, sitting in the stands, calling the plays before the team even break the huddle. That's just how pretty good I am. Yeah,
wow.
Knowing where the ball going to be. And that's not bragging about myself. That's just my intuition. And when I was coaching, we went undefeated. And
wow.
I think I'm a challenge to other coaches. And they're like, how in the world he knew that? And I was like, I don't know. You need to talk to Jesus like I do. I don't know. But it's working. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I don't think it's a mistake that Jesus came up for you.
No, it's not.
He's a teacher. You're a teacher. You have a lot more to share than what you're sharing right now. And they're just lining you up with that. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't have it already, you might want to do one of two things. If you go to my website at comfysoul.com, right on the front page, there's an Angels in Your Pocket guidebook. And it has the archangels listed in there, and it has a really positive manifestation method for you to speak with God and the angels so that you can get some signs. So if you don't have that, go grab that at Comfy Soul. And I don't know if you meditate much or you ever delved into it, but Medium Ishani has a really wonderful Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation if you want to connect more closely with Jesus and have that conversation a little tighter. You can do his meditation, and that's on his website at pastlifeguru.com. So check that out. And then we'll have your email, and we'll be able to connect you with, I think we're going to launch a class this weekend that I think is really important for you, and the last caller also, about protecting your energy so that you can show up and have less drain on you and more available to give to other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, ma'am. Okay. That'd be great because sometimes, you know, I feel so drained during the day. And see, I work now at a mental group home here in Georgia, and you know, I have three clients. And, you know, I'm pretty good with that, working with mentally ill clients. I did it in the hospital for about 8 years before the hospital closed down, but I'm looking for me another job. And in coaching and maybe still in a regular hospital. So hopefully that will come to pass.
Fantastic. And you're on the right track. You're doing the work, and that's what matters. As long as you stay on that path and you protect your energy, you're going to land exactly where you need to land. And also there's a process to it. We form and we transform and we change into becoming, you know, what we become. And it's not like you land in this place and all of a sudden you're there and you're good. It's a continuously evolving thing. So you're doing the right thing. And this is going to bring you a lot of abundance. Archangel Gabriel is ringing my ear very loudly right now that exactly the path that you're on, once you protect your energy, is going to bring you a lot of abundance and protection in the form of money and home and friends and family.
And one of the things before
that
Before we let you go, is that Spirit is bringing up, don't be afraid to go into another area. And what I mean by that, if you've been feeling the nudge to move, or you've been feeling the nudge to get out of your comfort zone in your comfort city or your area, move into a different area. And Spirit is showing me that when you do that, things are going to open up. It's just going to flare up for you. They need you out of your comfort zone. They need you out of this area where you've been for a while. So they want you to experience something new, a whole new group of people, a whole new new set of colleagues, a whole new set of friends. It may not be something that you're so comfortable with in the beginning, but they're going to change it, and they're going to set it so that everything falls in place for you. So just be prepared. If you've been thinking about moving, go ahead and do that. If you've been thinking about leaving a certain area, go ahead and do that, because Spirit is saying that's a good thing.
So that lines up with what you said, or what we said might be the reason for why he hasn't been coaching for football for the last 2 years. If you were to be coaching that team, you would want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are preventing you from feeling comfortable with staying. See how that works?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. And actually, I have been really thinking about, you know, moving in another area, maybe go in Columbus, Georgia area. I have two sisters stay there and two nieces, and they have a ton of football high school teams there.
Go for it.
You know, I know I could just walk right on and they'll, you know, hire me. And to be back in that type of environment and, you know, getting me a nice, good church, because a lot of people just walk up to me like, Melvin, aren't you a preacher? Aren't you a deacon? Even the deacons in my own church ask me that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, well, it's just something about you. Your voice, you kind of speak like Martin Luther King or something. I don't know. But it's just something. I mean, even when my son passed away, I spoke at the church, at his funeral services, and people was freaking out, and I had no clue. I couldn't tell you right now what I said.
I was going to say you probably channeled everything.
Yeah.
I had him, you know, at peace, at ease, and it was more like a celebration than a funeral service.
Right, and that's how it
that's
should
all
be.
I can
exactly.
remember.
Yep,
wow.
that's how it should be. Those are the good funerals, and those are the good dads. You've done a great job, Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Melvin.
Yeah. God bless you all, and thank you. I'm gonna visit your website because I
all
need
right.
to see more help. You know, especially
right.
from anxiety a lot. Thank you.
All right, thank
Fantastic.
You so much. All right.
And call again, Melvin, okay?
All right.
Okay, I will. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too. So, with that said, I want to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy so all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. And may the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords. And thank you for your ongoing protection. Go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light. And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste.